This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Tell everybody, start spreading the news. Keith McPherson here. Obviously, I went to the game. If you can tell by the lack of my regular voice that I have, but I've got enough of a voice to do this show tonight. Authentic, real. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. You might still be in the car. You might have got on the train, got into your car now. You might have listened to the game. We're back, baby. We are back. Another 162. Well, now 161. Zoo, I'll see you. Connor, get home safe. Rami, let's lock in. I tried to go to the game and not yell, but yeah, right. Yeah. Tried to go to the game and not yell. Yeah, right. 888-808-1019. Somebody with a voice call to the line. I mean, like, listen, man. This is a holiday. Happy New Year. I love this day. And when the Yankees win on this day, I love it even more. I woke up at 4:13 a.m. I was off last night. Shout out to C-Mac. Shout out to C-Mac's wife. They pulled up on us at stands. And, you know, C-Mac filled in for me last night. I was off last night thinking, like, I'm going to get a good night's sleep. I'm going to rest. I'm going to go to bed, and I'm going to get ready for 2025 opening day at Yankee Stadium. Bam, 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 bam. I think I went to sleep around like 10:30, 11. And I took melatonin, magnesium. It doesn't matter. When you're a baseball fan, when you're a Yankee fan, when you're a fan of a team that you love to, like, your core, to, like your heart, every fiber of your being, like a lot of you listening, and you need this opening day to get over the last game that you saw at Yankee Stadium. You need this opening day to erase the memory of the last time you were at Yankee Stadium. Shout out to my boy Face from the Creatures. I came up from the subway. I ran into Face, and Face said, feel like we were just here. I just saw you here. Game five. And I'm like, yeah, don't mention it. Don't mention it. I said, today's memory will erase that memory. That's in the past, right? They asked Judgy about it. Judgy said he'll remember it for the rest of his life. It'll stick with him for life. It'll stick with all of us Yankee fans. But you know what? Hit refresh. We're back. 888-808-1019. So I couldn't sleep at all last night. This offseason was short. Thank God. And thank the good Lord for making me a Yankee fan. I love all of you guys, man. Like, it was a festival today, a carnival today. I told somebody today I have more fun here on my birthday than on my birthday. I have more fun on opening day than Christmas. I'm like, this holiday is different, bro. The culture that exists on 161st and River when the Yankees are about to start playing is different, bro. And you can tell me about the parade they do in Cincinnati or whatever. You know, I don't care. I ain't never been. Like, I see it on the internet. I was trying to count. I'm like, I think this is my ninth in a row. Forget the COVID year. But I'm like, I was in the fan cave 2014. We couldn't go. 2015, I had to work and I couldn't go. But I've been going to opening day for every single year straight. And shout out to Stans for the hospitality, WFAN, Corona. We had an amazing gathering from 11 a.m. to 1, even though the street was still open, River Ave, and people were riding through, but, like, Yankee fans were eager today and enthusiastic today to get back to baseball, to get back to watching our team, right? Something I was saying through the whole offseason is, like, you know, folks can say whatever about the injuries or about the roster, about whatever. We don't control that. No one controls that. But Yankee fans can go in that stadium, and as soon as they do the intros, and as soon as you hear that, welcome to the jungle, right? This is what that jungle do. Shout out to A Boogie who did the video for the Yankees. It starts to turn up. New York City shows up, Connecticut, Jersey, Pennsylvania, Long Island, Staten Island, Brooklyn, Queens. I mean, I met a couple people from Texas. Shout out to my boy John from L.A. Like, people were coming from all over for Yankee Stadium opening day. And it was beautiful. It was amazing today. And a lot of people were like, hey, what do you think? You know, how's Rodon going to do? And we'll get to that. What do you think about the lineup? Wells leading off. We'll get to that. And most people I told, I said, this is not about this one out of 162. They could lose today. We've seen that a bunch of times. They could win today. We've seen that a bunch of times. It doesn't mean anything as far as the grand scheme of things. I'm like, this is a family reunion. This is a gathering. This is for us out here. The stadium was closed for months. And we actually got to the World Series last year. We played through October last year. So the offseason was shorter, but we're right back. 888-808-1019. So, man, shout out to everybody I ran into. I just love being on the train. Like, I came into WFAN this morning at like 9 a.m., 9:30, ran to everybody. Like, I had my Yankee gear on. I dropped my bag, and I was going to the stadium. And as soon as I got on the train, every single stop. Down here we get on the one train, connect to 59th Street, Columbus Circle, every single stop. I'm not even joking. Maybe it was just my car. I'm like, somebody got on with a Yankee hat. Somebody got on with pinstripes. As soon as I got on, old lady see me sit down and she just smiled at me. She looked like an old school New York lady that just like, she wasn't wearing any Yankee gear, but she seen me head to toe repping like, oh, it's that time again. We've made it through another winter. The Yankees are playing. Even though we lost in the World Series, and, you know, shout out to Dave Sims, shout out to Susan Waldman. Susan, I saw you walking in, but I was going in to get my credential. I couldn't turn back around. You know how security be. They try to get everybody in. But Dave Sims, when I had him on a couple months ago, he stopped me dead in my tracks when I was like, we lost the World Series. He said, stop. You lost the World Series. You were in the World Series. For every Yankee fan that can hear my voice, be proud. Like, you were in the World Series. You're the reigning American League champions. And today we opened up Yankee Stadium and we got a win. Start spreading the news. Tell everybody. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. 888-808-1019. You know me. I'm out there. Everybody that, you know, I met today, shout out to you. I swear I was trying not to yell, but, you know, the creatures, turn it up. That roll call was booming for the world to hear on ESPN, for everybody to hear. Like, Major League Baseball started the season off at 3:05 for a reason, right? Let everybody hear that. We know there's March Madness games on. We'll get to that. But there's a reason that they started in New York, the mecca of baseball, where Major League Baseball offices are. MLB Network is not too far from right here where I am, where they know the best fans in the world are, no matter what. Whether you miss the postseason or whether you lose in the World Series or win the World Series, the Yankee faithful are showing up, and we showed up. And we got a win, 4-2. The Yankees beat the Brewers, and, you know, that game started off in a historic way. You know, shout out to the Pope, Mike Francesa, greatest of all time at WFAN. I was listening to his podcast, I think, a day ago. I think yesterday or you know, last night into this morning. He was talking about how he didn't like Austin Wells leading off. And, you know, I'm like, a couple of days ago I was on, and I was like, I don't care about Austin Wells leading. Like, it's not permanent. Like, it doesn't make me feel any type of way. Like it's not going to work. Well, today you just get that Austin Wells that homer in the bottom of the first, Austin Wells homers, and it's like spring training for everybody, right? Spring training continues. Spring training in the Bronx. Austin Wells adds a 7th home run to his spring training homers, and it's like, hey, it worked out. And the Chicken Parm Bros, those boys are besties from Jersey. My guy Anthony Volpe follows up with another solo shot. Doom, 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 doom. And it just, like, loosens everybody up. People are in sweatshirts and blankets and gloves and hoodies and knit caps. And, like, you know, it's a little cold, but then the sun starts hitting and it warms up out there. And at least we got one on the board, another on the board. And, yeah, okay, whatever. Vinny Capra hits a solo shot. But the game kind of held right there for a while at 2-1. But that gave you an opportunity to see some old friends, see some people in your section, walk around, maybe try some. Like, I saw this girl on the bleachers with the Tierra Masuna helmet. And I was like, that's my first time seeing this in real life. That's crazy. We're back on. We're back on, man. Today was amazing. And the Yankees showed up today, and it's cold out there. It's the first day in the stadium. They were shut out the first day in the stadium last year. We understand Stanton is hurt, but we got, you know, some decent news today. We understand Cole is out for the year, but you know what? That's okay. That's okay. Clark Schmidt is down. Luis Gil is down. That's okay. It's a team. And Aaron Boone, shout out to Booney, getting those guys ready to go no matter what. Next man up. There's a standard here, you know. There's a bar here. We don't care. We root for the laundry year after year after year after year. The pride and the power and pinstripes. Just excellence and tradition. Go out there and win. We got your back. We got your back. And even when it gets late and Devin Williams comes out with a beard on. Oh, the bearded Yankees. Devin Williams got a beard. Our new closer, the Airbender. And shout out to Devin Williams. I remember when I asked him, what's his song going to be? That song was playing in Yankee Stadium. I never heard that song before. I'm like, I don't know what song that is, but hopefully it works. You know, it was a little shaky, but ultimately they got it done. And you're able to hear Frank Sinatra, New York, New York, loud with the fans singing it. And all of us running to the train. And it's like that fast we're back, man. I've lived this dream 100 times. And today was amazing. 888-808-1019. There were so many people in there that I was able to connect with, that I was able to see, that I was able to talk to. And like I said, I apologize for my voice not being as strong as it usually is, but I don't care. It's authentic. This is real. Like, if you know anything about me, like, I'm going opening day. I'm going to scream, "Let's go Yankees" in the street before we even get in there. And then when we do get in there, I don't care if it could hold at 2-1 for three innings, whatever. The Brewers, I'm not worried about the Brewers. Devin Williams, former team, I'm not worried about, you know, I'm not worried about anything else besides getting back with the Yankee universe, watching our Yankees play, and rooting our Yankees on to win. And we're back, man. We're back. All the talk about what the offseason was or wasn't, and, you know, we'll get into it tonight. What the Yankees are evaluated at, how much they're worth on Forbes, how much they spent, what they're going to do, who they're going to sign. You know, when I was last on, I told you I'm not giving you guys any predictions. Who cares about my predictions? Who cares about anyone's predictions? The whole reason we are so addicted to this, the whole reason we care so much about this is because it's unpredictable. Can't predict baseball. Today, the Yankees come out with a win, 4-2, and I see you guys hitting the lines. We're going to get to you in a second, but unfortunately, my Mets lost today. I was rooting for the Mets to go out there and beat the new rival of the Yankees in the last, you know, 6-7 years. It's not the Red Sox, the Houston Astros. Yankee fans still hate the Astros, even though that team has disbanded. You know, it seems like the only one left is Jose Altuve. Last year, the Yankees opened up the season in Houston. And, I mean, that first game was epic. But today, the Mets go out to Minute Maid Park. And, you know, I was really pulling for them. We were watching the out-of-town scoreboard. And, you know, a couple of people I was talking to in there, kind of watching the game. And Astros go up 1-0 and 3-0. And that kind of holds. And the Mets rally. We'll get into it. But, unfortunately, my make-it-happen Mets did not make it happen today. But what I'll say is it's a long road. It's 162 games. Today is a spring training game. It counts on the record, but it's a spring training game in our major league ballparks. It is opening day. It's a holiday. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And if if you're a Mets fan and you lost, whatever, you'll get right back at it tomorrow. If you're a Yankee fan, hold on to it. Enjoy it because, you know, the Yankees building that off day. We're not back on until Saturday, and they're saying it's supposed to be 75, 80 degrees. What? Amazing. We're blessed, man. Shout out to everybody listening, everybody calling. We got a full rack of calls. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. Obviously, without my full voice, but, like, if you saw me today, you know I get after it. Like, I don't go in there to be quiet. I don't go in there to hold my tongue. I go in there to do what I can. I can't throw the ball. I can't hit. I go in there to root on the Yankees, and we're back to rooting on the Yankees for the next few months. 888-808-1019. We're going to root on the Mets, too. The Mets lose today, but it does not matter. Don't worry about it. The Mets can still take the series, and we'll talk about Juan Soto, and we'll talk about Clay Holmes, and we'll talk about Lindor. I mean, we'll talk about everything. Taking your calls at 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.